dialed has not been recognized. Please check and try again. Has not been recognized.
Guys, you are listening to episode 24, I think, of Belcore Radio. I hope that's right, so I don't mess anybody up.
Wow, 24 episodes, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's getting up there. We got big episode 25 coming up. Hopefully we'll be able to do something cool for you guys. Hopefully. But
if you're lucky.
Yeah. If you guys hear that voice, it's just, you know, kind of chiming in after I say things. That, surprisingly, would be Mesa.
Indeed, it is I. I can't remember, was I in the last episode or not? Cause,
no, I don't believe you were.
Okay, because I'm starting to lose track of stuff.
Yeah, we try to get him on every once in a while, come do the show with us. Hopefully it should be a good show. You know, I think it the listeners seem to like it better when it's not just me talking about bullshit, so...
I know, I'm sorry. I know I said I'd be on here more often, but this whole real-life thing has kind of, you know, been kind of hectic lately.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that happens.
I try to do my best, you know, but, yeah, I can't always make it. At least I try.
Yeah. So. Well, I guess we got a little bit of housekeeping. Got an email here that you guys may recall last episode. I put a little, I guess, a challenge out to you guys, a little call for some information. I wanted to find something that wasn't Google that I could use, some new search engine.
What? Something that's not Google?
Yeah, I you know, you guys listen to the last episode and you'll understand why.
You unorthodox bastard, what is wrong with you?
Anywho.
That's like going against the Catholic Church, man. You just don't do it. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry to anybody that's Catholic.
Yeah. But our good buddy Pasta Sauce which I think he might have been one of the guys that won the Asterisk CDs a while back. He hooked me up. He sent us, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 different search engines that, all of them work fairly well. I guess I'll go ahead and list them all off for you here. There is alltheweb.org, that's like all the web, A-L-L-T-H-E web, or excuse me, .com. There's icerocket.com, which I've been using, and I like it a lot now. Dumbfind.com, which I haven't had a chance to check out, so if anybody's tried it and they like it, let us know. Clusty.com, C-L-U-S-T-Y, is also the shit. Gigablast.com, haven't had a chance to test it. Snap.com, and then beta.search.msn.com, which, I mean, I don't know if it's any, I mean, it's MSN, so it might be good, it might not be. But,
I'm leaning to a more probably not good side, but that's just me. Okay, I was just looking at the icerocket.com website you just mentioned.
Yeah.
And it looks a hell of a lot like Google. Like, almost identical.
Let me open this thing up.
Like, it's almost identical, dude. I'm comparing Google and icerocket, and they look almost exactly the same. Except the different logos. One says icerocket, and one says Google.
Yeah, you're right. It really does look a lot alike.
Odd. I mean, look at it. It's exactly the same.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's advanced search, preferences, and language tools. Oh, wait, no, this one, instead of language tools, it has search history.
Ah. Uh-huh. That's how they get to it. I don't know. Maybe it is Google, just under a different name now. Unlike Google, icerocket does not censor anything, apparently. So, that's one reason that I'm kind of a fan of it now. But,
really? Like, what have you found that you normally put in front of Google?
I haven't really looked up a lot of stuff, but I mean, like, as far as, you know, Google's had the big controversy about, giving into the Chinese government and censoring stuff, and I'm assuming that's what they mean by we don't censor anything, is more along the lines of, they don't censor stuff based on where you are.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, also I noticed on this one, if you go to preferences, it's set to, do not filter anything, like, by default. I mean, just a little thing I noticed.
Hmm.
Yeah. And on Google, it's, I think it's, like, moderate filtering or something like that. I'm not exactly sure.
But, he also sent in a new phone number for us to check out, which, I guess we'll probably be calling that up at the end of the show, as usual. I know Mesa's got something here that he wants to talk about, and I'm gonna go ahead and let you start off with it, Mesa.
Yes, well, there was this guy, he was a stupid guy. He happened to live in Texas, Houston, Texas, and he was a police officer. And he thought it was a good idea to possibly start placing cameras on, you know, street corners, apartment complexes, and then even some private houses. Now, this pissed a certain person off. It did a certain radio show. They did a lot of ranting. And, he was ranting about the whole fact that this is bullshit and that, I know this is probably cliche, but it's an invasion of privacy. Okay, I know that, you know, maybe if the cops are called out there a couple of times, you know, whatever, that could get annoying, but that's still no reason to place a camera in somebody's private residence, in their own home. I mean, what the fuck is up with that? I read that, and that just pissed me off so bad. I mean, seriously, this is like a Big Brother shit happening.
Yeah.
I mean, the camera's everywhere, watching your every move. No privacy or anything to, I mean, it's just, this is just getting out of hand, in my opinion. I mean, what the fuck, dude? All this trying to watch you and trying to say it's for your quote-unquote own good, this is bullshit. It's just the government's way to try to, you know, make sure you're doing what they want you to do. Why don't they just go ahead and say, hey, let's take away all your other freedoms, too, and just fucking make it so you can't do anything. While we're at it, why don't we just make you all wear the same exact clothes and give you uniforms?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I can understand, like, he proposed putting them in, like, in apartment complexes. I can understand that. You know, like, maybe, like, putting them in, like, the halls outside people's actual apartments. Because, you know, that's not really invading your privacy. Because it's not like they're looking inside your house with your, like, behind closed doors. But to actually even think about putting a camera inside my house is, I mean, I don't know if he thought it, you know, nobody's gonna care about this. I'll just put a camera as, you know, wherever the hell I feel like putting them. And it, I mean, I'm assuming that it's not gonna happen, because I don't see any reason that anyone would say okay to this. And I mean,
Maybe that's just it, man. Maybe they're gonna take your right away to say no about something like that, and they're just gonna be like, "Well, fuck you, we're gonna do it anyway, whether you like it or not."
I'm sorry. There's no possible way that people would. I mean, they might come and they might install those cameras, but I can guarantee you that those cameras would stay there.
Oh, definitely not. I mean,
I know my house. I'd tear them down as soon as they left the house.
Exactly. I mean, I would do the same thing, but I mean, if they would be more along the lines of, hey, if you tear them down, then you're fucking going to jail, you know, I would still do it anyway, just because of the fact that I'm you would say rebellious or whatever, and I'd fucking tear them down anyway, because I don't want somebody who's watching me in my own private home, where I'm supposed to have my privacy and do whatever I want without having to worry about other people doing anything, seeing anything, or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, this is just getting way, way, way out of hand. It's like everything's going completely downhill. People try to make things better, you know? We have all these activists and everything, but, I mean, it's just getting ridiculous.
Yeah, it's... really, like, when I hear about stuff like this, it reminds me of a book I read once called 1984, which I'm sure most of our listeners are somewhat familiar with the book. Basically, in the book, there's just, in everyone's house, there is a little screen with a camera in it that... the screen displays all sorts of, like, TV show-type programs and watches everything you do. And that's exactly what's happening here, you know? This is just their way of keeping an eye on you. And, I mean, like Mesa said earlier, it's, you know, it's just gonna be, like, the first step if this happens. It's just gonna be the first step, and then, you know, it's gonna be... you know, fucking just assimilate, you know, here, we're gonna slap this, you know, RFID code, or RFID chip in the back of your neck, and, you know, ship you into the frickin', with the rest of the cattle, you know?
Exactly, and the thing is that they put it as, it's for your own good, and we're trying to protect you.
Yeah.
Okay, if one, I don't buy the bullshit, if they want to protect us, they're, a lot more conventional way they're able to protect us than by sticking cameras in our houses or placing ID chips in the back of our necks, you know. There are just many other ways you could protect somebody or keep track of people without invading their privacy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you said the quote from the guy earlier. I'm gonna say it again. Direct quote from the police chief that proposed this idea. I know a lot of people are concerned about Big Brother, but my response to that is, if you're not doing anything wrong, why should you worry about it? And I'll tell you why I should worry about it. Because late at night, when, you know, when I'm having sex, with my fiance. I don't want you watching. Or, you know, when I get up in the middle of the night and walk to the kitchen in my underwear to get, you know, get a glass of water. I don't want you watching me do that.
Maybe that's it. Maybe he's doing it to get off on it. Maybe he gets off on that sort of thing.
Yeah, he just wants to watch me get in my underwear drinking water.
I'm sure he'd find that attractive. Your pale white skinny body in underwear getting a glass of water. Who wouldn't want to do that? just kidding, funny boy. But, yeah, it's... I just can't stress the fact enough that this pisses me off.
Basically, to sum up what we're saying here, is Police Chief Harold Hurt from Houston, Texas, is a moron and should be fired for this.
And so should the mayor, because I quote this directly. This is what Bill White, the mayor, said. The Houston mayor said. But on the other hand, we spend an awful lot of for patrol presence. He called the chief's proposal a brainstorm rather than a decision.
Yeah. Well, I mean, thank God he is calling it a brainstorm. More so than saying, hey, you know, this is, you know, what we're going to do. You know, I think that might be, hopefully, a clever way of him saying, you know, this is a good idea, in a sense, but we're not going to do it. Hopefully.
True. But then again, it could be a way of saying, we're going to do it, but we're just not going to actually right out say that, yeah, we're going to do it.
Yeah. That won't be the first time, though.
Exactly. I mean, this is one of the things that could go either way. It could either be like, yeah, we're really going to do it, we're just not telling you, or he's saying, yeah, like you said, that's a good idea, but you're just a fucking idiot, and we're not going to actually do it because you're a fucking moron. So, but, in conclusion, as Pony Boy said, this moron of a police chief, Harold Hurt, needs to be fired, and needs to have a camera stuck in his house with a monitoring bracelet on so he can't leave his house. And see how he likes it. I'm glad I got that all out of my system. Next on the list would be...
Well, I guess we could cover this other bullshit that I read about. I'm not familiar with this show, but apparently it's a pretty popular show. It's a British comedy podcast called The Ricky Gervais Show, I guess, or Gervais.
I thought that was, like, Spanish. I don't know if it was from England.
Yeah, it's apparently three British comedians, but, apparently a pretty popular show.
And what they're doing to it is not very funny at all.
Yeah. It's gonna be the first podcast that you have to pay to listen to. Basically, in order to listen to this show, if you live in the U.S., you have to pay $7 a month to listen to a show, which apparently only has 12 episodes out. Or, so it says, yeah, I think that's correct. I'm not sure. But, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
What are they thinking of charging for a podcast?
I mean...
Isn't the whole point of a podcast is supposed to be, like, free?
I guess technically no, but that just... why are you going to charge... Do you think people are really going to pay $7 a month to listen to this comedy stuff? I mean, I'm sure they enjoyed listening to it before. And, you know, it might be a good show. It's apparently been on the number one download on iTunes or whatever since it came out. But, is it really worth spending $7 a month just to listen to it?
Not to me. I'm sure there are a lot more better shows out there that you can download for free.
Yeah. I've heard of a good one called Bellcore Radio.
Yes, I've heard those guys are amazing, and the one called Mesa is pretty damn sexy.
Yes, I've heard that they have large penises and please the ladies very well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, basically, I think that this is going to be the end of the Ricky Gervais show, because people are going to realize it's not worth spending $7 a month, which, I mean, you know, that adds up to a good bit of money at the end of the year.
Money you could spend on whatever else? Food, maybe. Lots of ramen noodles. I know I'd rather have ramen noodles than a stupid comedy show from England, I can tell you that.
I mean, I don't know, it just seems like, you know, $84 a year to listen to some comedy audio shit does not seem like a good deal, in my opinion. Part of what made podcasts great and what makes internet media great in general is that, for the most part, it has been free for people to, you know, to download and listen to it however they feel like.
And just so you people know, that does not include MP3s or full-length CDs or anything like that that you download off of LimeWire or BitTorrent or anything like that. Or meaning shows like Belco Radio and other podcasters, usually free.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it seems like this is going to be the start of the downfall as far as independent, like, free internet media goes.
I wouldn't go as far as saying it's a downfall for all. I mean, maybe for a lot, but stuff like, you know, shows that we do and, you know, like, Twat and stuff like that, we'll be around for a long time, I think. I don't think we're going to have much to worry about.
Hopefully so. I don't know. It's, I guess, you know, if this is what they're going to do, I hope that, you know, they, I guess, make some money with this. I hope that somebody that pays for it for them, because apparently that's what they want. And I guess it is they have every right to try and charge money for it, but I think for the most part it's going to be maybe one person paying for it, and then it's going to just be distributed out for free to everyone else.
Oh, definitely. I was going to actually mention that. I mean, as long as you have one person paying for it, they're like, oh, well, you know what, here, take this copy, take all these free copies, here you go.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even if people, you know, were going to pay for it, but then they can notice, hey, I can get it for free, they're not going to pay for it, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. Basically, fuck Ricky Gervais and the other two guys, Carl Pilkington and Steve Merchant.
Those are some funny names.
Well, they're British. But,
damn British. No, I'm just kidding. I love British people.
Yeah, and I mean, to sum up, that's some bullshit. Keep internet media free.
And don't have weird names.
Yeah, stop being British, goddammit.
Yeah, otherwise we'll make fun of you and, you know. Once we start making fun of you, you'll feel bad and start crying.
Well, I guess we got a little bit of news for freaks this week. Everyone's favorite software company. I know I love them, Microsoft.
Aw, I love them so much. They're like my second daddy.
Yeah. They're gonna try and jump into the VoIP market.
What company hasn't tried to jump into the VoIP market lately?
I'm excited, actually. I want to check out this what they're going to be offering here. It's supposed to be somewhat similar to how Skype has it working, which, you know, I guess if you're going to base it off of some kind of other service, Skype is probably the one to go with.
That is definitely true.
Because it's, you know, that's what people really like to use.
You know, Pumpo, why don't we go ahead and jump on the VoIP bandwagon, too?
Yeah.
Everybody else is.
We'll start offering a free Belcor Omnimedia Group voice over IP.
Yeah. For free. And then we'll start charging people for it after we notice that a lot of people like it. Because we know that's what's going to happen. Sorry to interrupt you.
But, I mean, all in all, I mean, there's not really much to it. It's going to be cool to check out, you know. Let's see what it says here about it. It says it's going to be, I guess you can, it's going to work with Windows Mobile, so you can actually use it on your cell phone, I guess, or your handheld, which is going to be cool. I don't know if it's, I think that's what it's designed for, is just for running on Windows Mobile, not for actual, like, desktop stuff, which...
So, is this going to be, when they mean wireless, do they mean Wi-Fi or actually wireless, like, you know, like a cell phone or something?
I think it's going to be Wi-Fi, but don't quote me on that. I mean, it might, you know, it might work on cellular as well, but...
That would be interesting to see. Definitely. I mean, in my opinion, that would be kind of cool to see it, you know, taking, you know, you can't get more geekier than this, taking your, you know, iPad or, you know, around with you and using, talking over VoIP. Can't get much geekier than that. But, yeah, that would be interesting to see.
Yeah, I mean, if I can convince myself to buy a PDA, then I'm definitely going to check that out.
I know, right? I'm about to break down and buy a new one. I have lost mine a while back. I need a new one. Well, I don't need one, but as considering I'm a gadget freak and I have to have, like, every gadget you could think of.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, some other interesting... Oh, non-freak news. That was all we have as far as freak news goes. Something kind of cool. Kind of weird. Apparently, there's a new... I guess a new... version... Or a new form of... data theft, I guess, would be the easiest way to describe it. Called pod slurping.
They come up with the weirdest names for this stuff. Like, seriously, where did they get it from? That's so funny.
Yeah, basically, pod slurping involves, I'm, from what I understand, is you have a specific piece of software installed on your iPod, and you just go and plug it into any USB port on any computer, and it can just start grabbing as much information as it can and store it on the iPod. Which is cool, because you don't really need to have a lot of, you don't really need to have anything installed on the computer. You just need to find a computer that's on and has access, and just hook it up for as long as you want, and then, you've got all the information you can take.
Really? So, basically what you're saying is, I can go up to, say, like a kiosk or something like that that you have access to. Because, you know, we all know most kiosks are, you know, are just standard computers.
Yeah.
Just plug it in and possibly, you know, theoretically, gather all the information off of there, or go to, you know, somebody's computer and just plug it in, and it would just gather information? Like, what information does it gather, do you know?
I have no clue. I'm not sure if it, here we go. Well, I think it targets Word documents and PDF files and stuff like that. I think the software is specifically designed for targeting stuff that would contain, like, business-related information.
I see. Interesting. I'll have to read up more on that and check it out, because considering I got my iPod not that long ago. Yes, people, I got an iPod. I dropped $300-something on an iPod.
Was that worth it?
It was worth it, in my opinion. I know $300 is quite a bit of money, you know. But, in the end, I like it. I like it a lot. I mean, it keeps me, if I'm bored or something like that, you know, I can watch, you know, movies on it, or music. And, I know we made fun of the video iPod before, and this is going to sound extremely hypocritical, but, it's actually really, really handy. Like, I did a segment on it, not last episode, but the episode before that, I think?
Yeah.
Where I told you how to convert, movies to iPod format. And, I did that, and, I mean, it keeps me entertained. Like, if I'm, like, sitting somewhere and I'm really bored or something like that, I can just, you know, pick a movie I want to watch, start watching it and everything, and let time pass. I mean, it's not for everybody, but, you know, I was like, eh, why not? Why the hell not?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it's mostly the fact of, I don't have a lot of music and stuff, so I don't really feel the need to get, like, you know, 60 gigs worth of space to put all this stuff on. But, I got, and I'm pretty sure I've talked about it before, I got an iRiver, which is... I got, like, I think, like, the 5-gig one, which is more than enough, you know, more than enough for me. I've got, I think right now on it, all I have is hacker radio shows. But,
I'm signed up for podcasts on so many, I even signed up for podcasts on our own shows.
Yeah.
And, it's cool because with iTunes, it automatically, like, when it finds an update, it'll automatically update the podcast for you and everything like that. And as you know, I'm a music freak. I love music. Like, I have so much music. And, so, it fills it up. I got a 30 gig. And, I got, like, 20 gigs of music and stuff.
I'm curious about this podcasting stuff. Most of you guys have probably noticed we don't have an RSS feed on the site. Personally, just because I haven't seen too big of a demand for it from us, you know, I mean, if people want it, let me know and I'll try and get it set up. But, for the most part, if you want to get upon, like, RSS of us, hackermedia.org, which, you know, I mean, that's where most people download or get the new shows from anyways, they do an RSS feed of all the shows that are posted on there, so every new episode we make is posted on hackermedia.org when it comes out. So if you need to get us, you know, to make it a little more convenient for you, you can get us, you can check out, you know, the 20 or so other shows that are posted on there regularly. And, you know, hopefully, you'll find something else cool that you like. You know, find a new show, check out, Ninja Night School, with Low Tech Mystic, which is an insanely awesome show.
And I know this is on, Hacker Media, and I think we mentioned before, but PLA yes. Radio is extremely funny.
Yeah,
I mean, it's one of the funniest shows I've actually ever heard.
Yeah, I think that that they are posting on Hacker Media now, but I don't know if they're making shows like regularly or not. I'm not sure. I know they made two of them. I don't know if they're making any more, but
it'll be a shame if they don't, because I actually really enjoyed listening to them.
Yeah, it was a good show. So if you're listening, RBCP, you need to make some more. We're waiting. We're looking forward to them.
And I'll have to check out Ninja Night School Radio. I haven't listened to it before.
Yeah, that's good stuff. It's a good buddy of mine does the show, and it's generally really entertaining. Just he does some wonders with sound effects that I have no idea how to do. So
I don't even understand why people listen to us because all we do is basically rant the whole time.
Yeah, but that's okay. That's what this show is really not supposed to be about at all.
what our original idea was.
Yeah.
News and all these little segments, and it turns out into the one show about nothing but ranting. And then sometimes we have some cool news and.
Yeah, I swear, guys, we're about phones.
Yeah, phones and computers. Not ranting about Big Brother and how the RIAA sucks.
Well, speaking of phones, you want to make some phone calls?
Let's do it, man.
Awesome, because I got a few numbers here. I guess we should start it off with our usual number here that I finally started to call again, which is of course the Haitian hotline. The number is 954-321-8252. I'm going to call that up real quick, Mason.
All right.
You there?
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. Well, I'm not sure what's up with that number now, because it's only ringing once. But, that was the Haitian hotline, again. I guess I want to check out this... No, I'll save that one for last. I'm going to save the one Pasta Sauce sent us for the last one. I got this other number. I saw it on TV. You guys might recall the... we called a Virgin Mobile number around Christmas time, I think it was. I think Duel sent us in some stuff, and then we called it again. But they got a new number out, which is pretty damn funny. I guess you'll understand when I call it. There's some kind of clever little phone spelling thing in here that I can't remember what it is anymore, but the number is 888-876-5478.
If you'd like to enhance your life, press 1 for killer comebacks, or press 2 to learn a foreign language. If you would like to leave a message on our Virgin Mobile message board, press 3. To get straight talk about the unlimited nights and weekends program, press 4. Once you've had your fill of listening and you're a Virgin Mobile... Hola. Ciao. Ni hao. Welcome to Learn a Foreign Language. Here you will learn useful phrases designed to help you fit in perfectly when you travel abroad. Not wearing a fanny pack will help as well. Which language would you like to learn? Press 1 for French. Press 2 for German. Press 3 for dolphin. Welcome to the language of dolphins. Dolphins speak using whistles, squeaks, squawks, snorts, groans, and clicks. It will be just like talking with your friends. Practice dolphin with these helpful phrases. I want to wear jeans to the party. Repeat. Your nose makes me hot. Repeat. Please excuse my blowhole. Repeat. Is the fish good here? Repeat. We did not meet at SeaWorld.
That is not a valid option.
To repeat this message, press 1. To return to the Learn a Foreign Language menu, press 2. Or hang on to learn about Virgin Mobile. Hola. Ciao. Ni hao. Welcome to Learn a Foreign Language. Here you will learn...
Guten Abend.
Thank you for visiting Germany. Here you will learn some important phrases that will make it seem like you were born in the German homeland. Get ready to sound German. It's going to be awesome. Here you go. I would like to wear jeans to the party. Ich möchte Jeans zum Fest tragen. Ich möchte Jeans zum Fest tragen. Repeat. Where is my Stein? Wo ist mein Stein? Wo ist mein Stein? Repeat. What time does the clockmaker arrive? Wann kommt der Uhrmacher an? Wann kommt der Uhrmacher an? Repeat.
Anyways.
That was quite hilarious. You should have left the message on their message board.
We can call back. Here, I'll call that back right now.
Do it and leave a message and be like, Belcore Radio, bitches.
Alright, you're in charge of leaving a message.
Oh, awesome.
You there?
Yeah.
If you'd like to enhance your life, press 1 for... You have talkatively chosen the Virgin Mobile message board. Got something you want to say to your friends? Maybe you want to tell them how hot you are, spout off some nickel knowledge, show off your superior rap skills, or drop a few words from your newfound foreign language repertoire. You can say anything you want. Just tell your buds to call the listen line and choose a message board so they can hear what's on your mind. To leave a really smart or completely embarrassing message, press 1. To retrieve a really smart or completely embarrassing message from your friend, press 2. Record your message after the tone, then press pound.
Yeah, listen to Belcore Radio. Check us out at BelcoreRadio.net or HackerMedia.org. And Ponyboy and Mesa are extremely hot bitches, and we have big penises.
To listen to your message, press 1. To keep it, press 2. To re-record, your really smart or completely embarrassing message has been recorded. Tell your friends to call 1-888-876-LISTEN to hear your message. And make sure they know they'll need to enter your phone number to retrieve it. Thanks for messaging with Virgin Mobile. If you'd like to enhance your life, press 1.
Okay. Anyways. Got one more number to call here. This one is the one Pasta Sauce sent us. And, it's apparently another, voice recognition number.
Ooh, these are always fun.
Which is, run by Amtrak, which is, train people, I think. I don't really know.
Amtrak is, kind of like CSX and stuff, except they do passenger trains.
Okay. Well, there you go, then. The number is 800-872-7254. You there?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Julie, Amtrak's automated agent. I invite you to visit our website, Amtrak.com. Lower fares may be available. Okay, to check if a particular train is running on time, say train status. Or to get schedule and price information, say schedules. To make or change a reservation, say reservations. You can also say agent.
Para continuar en español, oprima el 6.
Schedules?
Great. I'll be able to help you look up schedules and fares for any Amtrak train. And if you find something you like, we can take care of the reservation, too. Let's get started. What city are you departing from?
Houston, Texas.
And what's the arrival city?
Bukake, China.
I think you asked for Newport, Rhode Island. Is that correct?
Yes.
Got it.
Where did they get Newport from Bukake?
Okay, if you know the name of the city, say it now. Otherwise, say agent, and I'll transfer you to someone who can help you find an Amtrak station.
Newport, Rhode Island?
I think you asked for Newport, Rhode Island. Is that correct?
Yes.
Got it. Amtrak doesn't service Newport, Rhode Island. The closest station is Kingston, Rhode Island, which is 18 miles away. Should I use that one instead?
No.
Okay, if you know the name of the city, say it now. Otherwise, say agent, and I'll transfer you to someone who can help you find an Amtrak station.
Mobile, Alabama.
I think you asked for Mobile, Alabama. Is that correct?
Yes.
Got it. Sorry, I didn't understand. Please say the station name again. Or if I heard the wrong city name, say back up to correct it. You can choose from the following. Mobile, Alabama train station or Mobile Greyhound station.
Mobile, Alabama train station?
If you know the date you'd like to depart, go ahead and say it now.
March 10th?
Around what time would you like to depart? An approximate time or time of day will do. Or you can just say, it doesn't matter, and I'll look for the first train of the day.
It doesn't matter.
Before I pull up schedule information, will you also be needing price information?
Yes.
How many passengers will be traveling? If there are any, be sure to tell me about children, ages 2 to 15, and senior citizens, 62 and above. For example, you can say, two adults and one child. For more information on these categories, say, more information.
Two adults, 16 children?
Do you have a specific discount you'd like to use? For more information, say help.
No.
Okay, let's review. You're looking for one senior and two adults on a train from Houston, Texas to Mobile, Alabama train station, departing on Friday, March 10th. Is that correct?
No.
Which part would you like to change? The departure station, the arrival station, the date, the time, or the passenger information?
Passenger information.
How many passengers will be traveling? If there are any, be sure to tell me about children, ages 2 to 15, and senior citizens, 62 and above. For example, you can say, two adults and one child. For more information on these categories, say, more information.
Two adults, four children, a dog, and a dead body in a duffel bag?
I think you said two adults, four children, and one infant. Is that correct?
Yes.
Information for more than four passengers requires agent assistance. Let me transfer you to the next available agent. Your call may be recorded to ensure quality. Hold on.
Same for you.
Stay on the line, dude.
Yeah.
Ask him about the dead body.
All of our reservation sales agents are currently assisting other customers. Your call is very important to us. Please hold, and your call will be answered in the order it was received. Thank you.
All right, I'm not going to wait on there. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. There's nobody there.
But I wanted to ask them if they could transport dead bodies and how much it costs a pony boy.
Yeah, we're looking, you know, she died in Houston, but, you know, the funeral's in Alabama.
I'm going to call back tomorrow and ask him.
Be sure to record it.
I am. I'm going to be like, ask him, I'll be like, yeah, I got two adults, one infant, a senior citizen, a dog, and a dead person in a duffel bag. How much will that cost? And if they ask about the dead body, I just be like, well, I'm not sure exactly how we ended up with a dead body. But, we just kind of grew on us, so we don't want to let it go. good fun, good fun. Or something along those lines,
yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I think that about wraps it up for this week. You got anybody you want to, give shouts to, Mesa?
Only my girly friend. That's all.
That's sweet. You're going to make her listen to this episode, aren't you?
Yeah.
Just so she can hear that.
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't I? Yes, I want to give a shout out to my girly friend because I love her, you know. Should you give a shout out to your girl or your fiance, Bonnie?
I would, but I'm not gay. I want to give shouts to, to Pasta Sauce.
You're going to have to edit that out, Bonnie.
Yeah, I know. I want to give shouts to Pasta Sauce for totally hooking us up with that Amtrak number. As well as all those search engines that, are hopefully better than Google.
I wonder if he Googled the search engine. Let's find out. Really fast, actually.
At the moment, we are still using the Gmail account. I know I said that, you know, we might be switching from it because I'm really trying to get away from Google. But
Wait, why are you trying to get away from Google, Bony Boy?
Listen to the last episode.
Oh,
I don't want to go through it again.
Nope, you're going to tell me after this episode, or else.
Okay, I'll tell you after we end the show.
Okay.
But yeah, shouts to Pasta Sauce, and I want to give shouts to Mace's girlfriend. Shouts to my fiance. Okay. Yeah, and I guess that about wraps it up. Don't forget to register your room reservations and pre-register to go to Nauticon in Cleveland, Ohio. Website is nauticon.org, and there's going to be some really cool people giving presentations.
Yes, and of course me and Pony will be there, so that's even more of a reason to come.
Yeah, come hang out with us, you know, get drunk or something, and make an ass out of yourself on Belcore Radio. I think that's about all I got.
Yeah, that's about it. I think I about wrapped it up, man.
So, until next time, guys, keep hacking, keep freaking, and keep having fun. This has been Ponyboy.
And this is Mesa.
And this is the end of File.